From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. The United States needs more housing, and that's not just true in cities. Rural communities also don't have nearly enough affordable homes. Auburn University's Rural Studio has spent the last 30 years trying to solve that problem through architecture. The Gulf States Newsroom Stephen Basaha takes us through some of the lessons they've learned building homes in Alabama's Black Belt.
Sure, students at Auburn's Rural Studio learn from award-winning architects. But really, some of the best lessons come from people who grew up in the country. People like Reggie Walker.
I have a lot of memories of sneaking out the house, going down the woods, and getting in a lot of trouble.
Care to share that kind of trouble?
No. I gotta keep that secret.
Walker grew up in Alabama's rural Hale County. It's got about 14,000 people and sits in the Black Belt, an area known for its rich soil and high poverty. Now, the typical person in the U.S. puts their home up for sale after 10 years. Walker says that's not true here.
Most houses are passed down generation to generation to generation. But unfortunately, because people don't have a lot of income, the houses actually become dilapidated with people still living inside of them.
That's the case for his grandmother's house, the house he used to sneak out of as a kid.
That's her fireplace right there.
The fireplace stands alone. No house around it, just grass and flowers. It's all that's left of the old home after Auburn's Rural Studio and its students helped Walker tear it down. Then they designed and built him a new one.
Well, I told him the only thing I needed was a roof over my head and a place to sleep and a place to take me a bath. And this is what they gave me, which is absolutely wonderful.
Walker's home does not look like your traditional house. It's made up of two separate shed-sized buildings, which include that bath, a loft-style bedroom, and a kitchen. And to see what really makes it unique, you have to look up. The roof more than covers both structures, but it's actually not attached to either.
None of the other parts of the house touch that roof.
Rusty Smith is the associate director of the Rural Studio. He says that detached roof was designed to solve a common housing problem in rural areas. When a family needs more room, often they'll just add on to the house they already have. But cutting into a roof over and over again can damage it in the long run. So Auburn students designed this detached roof for Walker. That way the house can be expanded, changed, added on to
over and over and over and over, and over again without ever compromising the kind of big roof structure that protects the whole thing.
Walker's home is just one of several different experiments the Rural Studio has tried to solve different housing problems, like building homes with local trees otherwise tossed aside by the lumber industry. About 20 years ago, the studio started experimenting with how to make these homes as affordable as possible.
And we started, like everybody does, with really thinking long and hard about trying to reduce the cost of housing.
So they created the 20K project, as in trying to build homes for just $20,000, not counting labor.
In those early years, we did. Very often in those first days with less than $20,000 of material.
But this taught them another lesson, one that goes beyond rural housing. Building a house cheap is just one part of making it affordable.
Maybe even sometimes getting folks in a house that actually costs more to build is actually what's the most affordable.
What Smith means is the actual cost of homeownership is not one big upfront cost. Really, it's month to month. A mortgage plus other expenses like insurance and utilities. So if Smith can spend more to build a more energy efficient house, well, that's actually a more affordable house too.
So now we do have an equation, like a one-to-one equation. If I can take that $25 that I would pay to the utility, I can basically finance $5,000 of additional construction at no additional monthly cost to the homeowner.
And that's a win for everyone. The homeowner has a more valuable house. A more valuable house is actually less risky for a bank to give a loan for. And hey, it's a win for the planet too. Smith and his team also realized that if you really want to make homes affordable, you gotta look beyond the home's design. For instance, they learned that many potential homeowners couldn't get mortgages in the small town the studio is based in because it lacked a fire department.
Houses were burning down at an inordinate rate, and if they do that, then you can't get insurance, and if you can't get insurance, then the story went, you can't get a mortgage. It was one of, you know, kind of 1,001 barriers.
So the Rural Studio built a firehouse to address that. They're also experimenting with creating small sewer systems in places where septic tanks fail, because the local government won't give the go-ahead to build a home without first seeing a way of dealing with its waste.
A lot of these affordability issues aren't about just making the house affordable. It's actually making it attainable.
When it comes to the home designs, the Rural Studio recently started expanding beyond the Black Belt. Last year, the studio worked with partners like local Habitats for Humanity in a half dozen states, including Louisiana. Together, they've been building rural homes that are affordable instead of just cheap. For the Gulf States Newsroom, I'm Stephen Basaha.
The Gulf States Newsroom is a partnership among public radio stations in Alabama, Mississippi, and Louisiana.